Shalom Aleichem and Biyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Yud, Sanhedrin 10a, pagination is 19. We'll start on the facing page, 5 lines from the bottom. Ve'omer Rav Yosef said, Peloni Rav O La'onso. We're dealing with a testimony that somebody is saying regarding a sexual assault of a man on a man. And he says, Peloni Ravo La'onso, a certain person, he specifies the person he's saying testimony against, and he says about this person that he committed a sexual assault, man to man, on, and he says, himself, on me, the witness is saying. Says Rav Yosef, Hu va'acher mitztarfen lahorgo. It's a capital offense. And he can say testimony to that effect together with somebody else, one other person. And this is a surprising type of thing to us. It's just like an eye-opener, because we would normally think he's the one involved. So how can he say testimony? And what emerges over here is that that's totally not true. A person can say testimony even though he's involved, as long as he doesn't stand to benefit personally, even though he does perhaps benefit in the feelings of satisfaction that he prosecuted a wrongdoing that is perpetrated against himself, him the witness. Nevertheless, it's accepted testimony. That's not our problem. And he would be able to join somebody else, he by the experience, knowing that it happened, the other person by witnessing that it happened, and they could say testimony against this individual. But this only works if it's la'onso, against his own will. Liritzono, had he said that he did it willingly, consensual, then rashahu. Then part of his testimony is not only that the other person did something wrong, he's also saying testimony which affects himself and makes him into a rasha, v'atora omra al tashas rasha aid, a wicked person, a rasha, is not allowed to be a witness, and therefore the testimony would not work. Okay, this is Rav Yosef, fairly straightforward. A person who was affected by the event could say testimony, provided that he has no benefit, of course. He can't say someone stole money from me in order to collect the money. But as long as he has no personal benefit, he could say such testimony, as long as the testimony doesn't implicate himself. Because if it did, then simultaneously with trying to say the testimony, he's also saying that he himself did the same crime, and he wouldn't be trusted as a witness because he's no longer, according to the testimony, a righteous person to be trusted. The Gemara continues with a more astounding approach to this very question. Rava Omar, Rava said, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. A person is close to himself. He's his own relative. Ve'en Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, and he's not able to say testimony against himself. You'll remember the concept of Hodas Baldin Kimeo Edim Dami, when a person admits money, he becomes obligated in the money. That's true, but it's not really a testimony against himself. You can't say testimony against yourself. You're a relative of yourself. And therefore, the part of the testimony which implicated himself, him the witness, is not going to be accepted. But the other part of the testimony that says that this other person did the act, if he can join with another witness who can say that testimony, that is going to be accepted. The key word over here, key phrase, is palginon dibura. we can divide his words. We can accept it with regard to one ramification and refer to it as weak and impotent on a different ramification. And that's what happens over here. If the case was that he's saying testimony, Poloni Ravo Liritso, no, this person was with me with my will, willingly, we will accept the testimony regarding the other person that he did such an act, which is a capital offense, but we can't accept the testimony regarding the witness himself because he's saying it about himself. Now, this palginan dibura means that this person we're saying testimony about, the defendant, did this act, fine, but with who? If we don't accept that it was with the witness, then with who did he do the act? We're actually going to see at the end of our excerpt for today that there is such a thing as saying testimony about a person that he assaulted a woman, even if they don't know which woman it was. They could say, we have this information, and we don't have more. And that itself could be a conviction if the Beis Din feels that it's accurate and it's not just made up, that they're withholding information because it never happened. But if it's clear to the Beis Din that it did happen, they just don't know the name of the woman, but they saw it happen. That would be enough to get a conviction. And going back to this case, that means that he did this act with who? Well, there's a brick wall here. I can't tell you with who, because he can't say testimony about himself. But he is able to say the testimony that such a thing occurred. The Gemara continues. Amar Rava, on to today's daf. Rava said, Poloni ba al ishti. Such a person was with my wife, he says. Hu va'acher mitztarfin lahargo, avalo lahargo. He and another person can join to convict the person he's saying testimony about of this capital crime, living with a married woman. Avalo lahargo means, but he can't convict his own wife through his testimony because they are related and he can't say testimony about her. Maikomashmalon, what are you telling me? De mefalginon bidibura, that you could divide a person's testimony. He's saying on the one hand about the man that he was with a married woman, capital offense, and then he's saying, and that woman was my wife. Well, we can't accept that that woman is my wife. That doesn't work. You can't say testimony about your wife. But the testimony that he was with a married woman would be able to stand. Asks the Gemara, Hainu Hach, we know this already. You told it to us. Concept of Palginan Dibura, you could divide words. Mao Detemai would have thought, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Amrinon, Eitzel Ishta Lo Amrinon. I would have thought that when we say Adam Korov Eitzel Atzmo, it's about testimony that includes himself. But when it comes to his wife, and we're able to convict the man who was with her, I would think that you could extend that and include her. Kamash Malon, that the same concept of Adam Korov Eitzel Atzmo is going to apply here. You can't say testimony about her, but you could say testimony about the man. Va'omar Rava, one more case. Rava said, Poloni ba'al naira hama'orasa. A person says that a certain man was with a married woman and doesn't specify with whom. who the woman was, v'huzmu, and then it turns out that they were false witnesses to the point of hazama, imanuei yisem, you were with us in a different place. How can you say testimony? And the rule on such a case is that they get the punishment they tried to inflict on the other person. Neheragim, they'll get killed because they were saying testimony of capital punishment type. Ve'ein mishalmin mamon, but they're not going to pay the amount of money that this girl would have lost in her ksuba value, that they're not going to be punished with, because they were never making any woman in the world lose her money, because they were not specifying which woman it was, and therefore no woman was impacted by their testimony. And you see over here, which is why I included it, is that you could say testimony without identifying all the details. Who was he assaulting? Don't know, but I know she was a married woman. I saw her walking with her husband. What's her name? I don't know. It is theoretically possible that Beis Din would cross-examine, and ultimately that information would not be present, and there could be still valid testimony. In Siman Lamed Dalid, Se'if Chaf Vav, in Choshen Mishpat, we find this applied in the case of a person who borrowed beribis. A person says, one Jew to another, I borrowed with interest from a certain person. He doesn't want to get his money back. That he can't do. You can't say testimony that's going to get you benefit, but he could. Yesh eid acher imo mitzdarfen leposlo. You could go with another witness, and you could invalidate this lender from saying testimony in the future, because he's a malva beribis. He's a person who loaned money with interest. That means that financial matters by him, halacha, is not the ultimate deciding factor, and he's no longer going to be accepted as a witness. What's so interesting is that you also did something wrong. You cooperated and borrowed with interest. But we're going to be able to do the concept of palginon diburei. We divide the two concepts as Rava outlined for us. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.